But now, a new guide from the Office of Personnel Management lays out the next chapter in the government's efforts to employ veterans. Now, back in 2009, President Barack Obama told agencies to be model employers of vets. Veterans made up about a quarter of the new hires then. Today, they're about 31%. Hakeem Barishuddin directs the Veterans Affairs Services at OPM. He's also an Air Force vet himself. He says some agencies are doing super well. The Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs are naturals at hiring vets, but he says they aren't the only ones.
For fiscal year 13, we've seen some great work done by the Department of Education, Department of Energy, NASA. They have, you know, compared to their fiscal year 12 performance. So, you know, some agencies, you know, they've really come a long ways. I mean, when we started, some agencies might have been around the 2% point mark, where they're at around 10% now. And for a large department, that's a great turnaround just to move the needle that much. A lot of it could be branding. Veterans not necessarily aware of what federal agencies are out there. I know when I left the military, I had never heard of OPM. And when I found out about OPM and they recruited me, found out about this little tiny agency with a large government reach, and that appealed to me. But I had never heard of OPM before I left the military. So a lot of it is understanding what federal government is out there. Yes, everybody knows Social Security and IRS and agencies like that. But when you're talking about maybe the Department of Health and Human Services or Department of Agriculture, veterans may not necessarily automatically think of those.
So tell me a little bit about this twist in the strategy and the new benchmarks that you're going to adopt.
One of the things, the executive order that created this initiative required OPM, in consultation with the Council on Veterans Employment, to have a strategic plan. And the previous strategic plan had expired. It was, you know, we do it every 2-3 years. It expired, and we were revamping, coming up with a new one to carry us forward. We had accomplished pretty much everything that was in the initial strategic plan, so we wanted to see that the vision for this would carry on. And one of the things we wanted to make sure of that we did was look at the complete employment picture of veterans. Initially, it was all about pushing the numbers up. I mean, we wanted to make sure that veterans were getting, you know, their fair share of federal jobs, push those agencies to hire more veterans. Well, in the second iteration of the strategic plan, we want to still do that. I mean, there's the emphasis, and that's what the executive order tells us to do. But we wanted to make sure that that complete employment picture, and that includes retention. We didn't want to say, you know, see veterans being hired in great numbers into the front door and then being released into the back door, through the back door. So we want to make sure that veterans are being retained just as well as non-veterans. No special emphasis on the veterans retention, but to ensure that we look at veterans retention as a complete picture of federal employment.
We're speaking with Hakeem Barishuddin, and he is Director of Veteran Services at the Office of Personnel Management. They say what gets measured gets done, and you've clearly measured the hiring. Do you have any idea about veterans and retention in the government?
Yes, we look at the numbers. We have agencies are already looking at their retention rates, so we thought it would be a natural fit just to kind of tease out the veteran retention rate. So previously, agencies would set goals and on hiring of veterans and disabled veterans. Under our new performance measure, we have four elements that agencies will look at and receive a score as opposed to setting a goal. So previously, they had to raise their percentage of new hire veterans or the percentage of disabled veterans based on their previous year's performance. Under the new performance measure, they'll still be measured on the percentage of veterans hired, percentage of disabled veterans hired, but we've added two new elements, which are the percentage of veterans on board as well as veteran percentage rates. So depending on how an agency does at the end of the fiscal year, they'll receive a point score for each of those elements, and they're assigned from needs improvement to exemplary. Those are the ratings that they would receive, and then they would receive a rating at the end of the year that would say that their overall veteran employment program needs improvement, it's exceptional, it's exemplary, or effective, one of those ratings.
Sounds like grade school.
Well, you know, it's we wanted to keep it simple. We wanted to have a measure that was easily understandable and that agencies wouldn't, find too burdensome.
Do you have any overall metric? For example, you know that 31% of new hires in the government last fiscal year were veterans, but is there anything in terms of who's leaving government and whether or not those are veterans?
Well, we expect agencies to monitor their attrition rates. I mean, there's natural attrition when you have that many veterans in the federal government, a third. Obviously, there are many veterans that are retiring, veterans moving between agencies like other federal employees. So I think that agencies looking at their attrition rates would just be a natural workforce planning.
Okay, so this sounds like something that you're basically telling them, pay attention to this, pull out veterans if you haven't already been doing it.
Right. And then we would think that they would, you know, look at their workforce completely that way, not just with veterans, but with other groups as well, that they want to make sure that, you know, their workforce is representative. But it's also, if there are trends happening in certain demographics of the workforce, that they can see those things by monitoring it.
Do you have a sense of what the hurdles are when we're talking about retention of veterans?
Well, some things could simply be the cultural differences. Some veterans have that a different cultural experience from the workforce coming out of the military, and then when you go into a civilian agency, there could be just simple cultural differences, cultural misunderstandings in the workplace. But, you know, for the most part, we don't, at this point, have anything concrete that we can look at.
You also make mention of USERRA claims and hoping to drive some of those down in the second phase of this strategic plan. Tell me how agencies are doing there.
Well, one of the things, the president put out a memorandum a year or so ago regarding USERRA and the government's zero tolerance for USERRA. One of the things that we want to focus on from a USERRA standpoint is recognizing that as we reduce our footprint in Afghanistan, we've got more and more veteran employees that are current federal employees that have been called up that are coming back to the workplace. So we want to make sure that agencies are prepared for their return so that they're welcomed back, and that when they come back into the workplace, there it's understood where they've been, that they're coming back, and things pick up where it was when they left, so that they're not coming back to an empty desk and all of their belongings in a closet somewhere. You know, they're welcomed back into the workforce.
Have agencies run into problems with, say, demoting or changing somebody's duties while they are serving? Because I would imagine that the government is doing a better job than private employers, but do you have a sense?
I'm not privy to that sort of thing. The Department of Labor is the one that investigates USERRA claims. As far as specifics to that, I couldn't speak to individual agencies' USERRA problems or complaints.
Sure. And we should say that the Department of Labor was a key partner in crafting this new strategic plan, right?
Absolutely. This initiative, besides the Council of Veteran Employment, which is co-chaired by the Secretary of Labor, Secretary of VA, and Director Archuleta of OPM is the vice chair of the council, there's also a steering committee that kind of drives the focus of the council, and that's comprised of five agencies: Labor, VA, OPM, Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense. So those five agencies are intimately involved in all of the council's business.
I have a couple of questions. I just want to end with a look at how this fits into the government's overall workforce initiatives. For one thing, there's at least anecdotal grumbling among some job candidates that perhaps those with the best skills are passed over because they're not veterans. Mm-hmm. Is there any evidence of that, or have you tried to quantify whether agencies, I suppose, are using veterans' preference properly and are, in fact, getting the best qualified candidates for the job?
Sure. And for me, I like to start from the point that veterans' preference doesn't even apply unless an individual is qualified. So that's number one right there. When an individual's qualified for a position and an agency has determined that this individual is qualified, veterans' preference is applied at that point. So agencies should be getting qualified individuals before they're even assigning a veterans preference to them.
And then the government has things that they've designated as skills gaps, things that they wish their workforce knew more about, like cybersecurity. Have you looked at the veterans hiring and the retention now in light of whether or not it is helping to plug those skills gaps?
Well, I think veterans are a great asset to assist in that, particularly in areas of STEM and other critical occupations. I think the latest figures from the VA were there are over 700,000 veterans utilizing their GI Bill on colleges and campuses across the country. So when we see that and we know that these veterans have the educational benefits, our goal is to try to connect with them so that they understand what skills the government is looking for so that they can tailor their education. If they're looking for careers in the government and they want to be competitive, they can tailor their education to meet those skills gaps as well as those critical occupations that the government is looking for.
And finally, as you go through with the next 3 years of this strategic plan and you grade agencies, what do you hope to accomplish by the time this ends in fiscal 2017?
I would hope that we continue to see agencies doing well in their veterans hiring. I would hope that we will continue to see a number of agencies with highly effective veteran hiring programs. I would like to think and see veterans continue to look at the federal government as an employer of choice, and I would like to see hiring officials value the skills that veterans bring to the table. After all, I mean, the American taxpayer spends, you know, billions of dollars training our military men and women, so it makes sense for the federal government to kind of get that return on investment because that comes back to the American people when we take advantage of the skills that we've trained our veterans to have.
Hakeem Bashiruddin is the Director of Veteran Services at the Office of Personnel Management.